This is the BBC. Now, the highly esteemed and pressed Goon Show. That haunting cellar's theme sounding the death knell of all piano postal tuition courses. We present this week's play entitled, and we quote from the suicide note,
Insurance, the White Man's Burden.
Scene one, a flanneled fool approaches the penguin pool.
Ah, good morning, zoological keeper.
Good morning, flanneled fool.
What a lovely day for a zoo.
Yes, it's for Letty Dart this morning.
A merry zoological type joke.
Yes.
A big crowd of people here today.
Yeah, I know. We let them in for the animals to look at, you see. Trouble is, we have to lock the boa constrictors up so the kids don't get at them, you know. Lost four boa constrictors last year. Kids taking them home all the time. Hang the laundry on out the back there. Come down the road, he told me about it, eh?
Well done. Now tell me, what do you call those little black and white creatures in the penguin pool?
Well, I call that one Jim, that one's Terence, and that's Penelope over there.
What do you call that one sitting at the piano?
I call him a pianist, mate.
Don't tell me that penguin plays the piano.
Well,
go on, play it.
Ah, lovely. Lovely. Wonderful, isn't it? And them's all his own words, too, you know.
Dear listeners, I realize that the great crowd was due to this piano-playing penguin. If I could get him on the stage, I'd make a fortune.
Immediately, Sigun went to a nearby house and put up a brass plate inscribed, Curator of Birds, Inquire Within.
Good morning. Come in, come in.
I want to buy a penguin.
You look like the type, but only one penguin? I'm afraid. We only sell them wholesale.
All right, then. I'll buy one wholesale. How much are they?
How much are they? Look in this catalog.
I don't want a cat, I want a penguin. Look in the penguin log.
It's a lie. I didn't write that one. Nevertheless, I shall look at this penguin long. Where's my saw? Need a mind. Here, need a mind. Here we are.
You found it?
No, I was just telling you where we were.
Thank heavens, I can throw away this map of China.
No, I'll just make out this bill of sale. Now, how do you spell penguin?
P-N-Gwin.
How do you pronounce it?
P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
Thank you. I'll write that down. E-Z-L-X-Q. That this pen? It can't spell.
Wait a minute. Perhaps it's the ink that can't spell. Let me taste it.
Right on in.
P-E-N-G. No, no, this ink's all right.
Thank you. Another Nia. Here's the one, Jim. Here it is. The name's Tom. Tom Penguin. Pianoforte and penguin vocalist. The melody's divine, you see.
That's him. How much?
How much? £20 sterling.
That's expensive for a second-hand penguin.
Ah, but he's just been done up.
Who by?
The husband of the penguin he's been carrying on with.
£20? I've only got 18 shillings sterling. Oh, we are.
Neddy, we just heard your bank statement on the wireless.
The two strangers are dressed in immaculate hand-sewn rags with newspaper parcels to match.
Sentiamo, caro. Listen, Neddy. And here is a hand-carved Arab sock as a token of our goodwill.
What would you with me, gentlemen?
Neddy, my steaming French friend has come here to make you a present there.
Yes, yes. And here's a sample of it in this bottle.
It looks like water.
Yes, but no ordinary water this, lad. Partake and savor the bouquet.
Ah, good heavens. This is English Channel 1902.
One of their best years, Neddy.
Really?
Yes, and there's more where that came from, isn't there?
Plenty more, plenty more.
Allow me to present the sommelier who was responsible for bottling that rare vintage seawater.
Oh.
Count Jim Grip, Labor Exchange Moriarty, Leaper Supreme, and All England Crab Champion.
I'm both honored to know a man of such exquisite
boots. Oh, I owe a mucky manimi, mucky, mucky. And here in return, free of charge, is the deed to the English type channel.
You mean you're offering me free of charge the deed to the English channel?
He heard you, Moriarty.
You accept the English channel, then? Le channel anglais?
Yes. I only hope I can live up to it.
I'm sure you can, Neddy. However, one slight formality, Neddy. For your own protection, of course, the jocal style of protection. You must insure it, lad.
Insure it against what?
Fire, Neddy.
Yes. Fire, Neddy. And fortunately for who, we happen to be strolling insurance agents of no fixed percentage.
What is the premium?
Tell him.
Well, let me see. You've got 18 shillings, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, that's it. 18 shillings in sterling there.
How much do I get if the channel catches fire?
£48,000.
Where do I sign?
On the dotted line of this check I've just found in your pocket here.
Don't worry to fill in the amount. We'll fill in that later. Oh, April in Paris. I can see it all now.
Dear listeners, these men think I'm a fool. Little do they know that the moment their backs are turned, I'll be down to the channel, set fire to it, and collect the 48,000 knicker. I caught a row to Norman's Bay Halt, and I'm now addressing you from the beach of Pevensey Bay, where the great English Channel meets the great British sewage system.
And so saying, Seagoon prepared to ignite the English Channel. Devil that he was.
Yes, it was bitterly cold as I walked through the thick winter snow to the water's edge. Suddenly I noticed, lazing in a deck chair, a gentleman in ankle-length swimming trunks, sunglasses, and suntan oil.
Oh, hello. Oh, well, my friend, my good man. Are you on holiday, too?
With that statement, folks, I realize that the case of the Crown versus Eccles was proven.
But hello. What a day does this mean? What a day. Well, where am I? Oh, yeah. What a day. What a scorcher the day is, please.
This is a scorcher?
This is a scorcher.
And what's the snow doing on the beach?
It's on holiday as well.
Listen, blue, shivering, frost-covered figure. What gives you the idea it's hot today?
Well, my granddad, he phoned up this morning. He said, out of bed, lad. Out of bed. It's a beautiful day.
Where is he?
He was falling from Bermuda. And who am I to argue?
Dear grandson Eccles, sit down on this fossilized shooting stick.
Ooh! That's an old gag, but a new stick. Well, thank you, my good man.
Now let me put you right before you freeze to death. It's summer in Bermuda, but it's winter over here.
You can't hold me, Neddy. Look at the reading on this thermometer.
130 degrees?
Yeah.
This thermometer has a temperature. We must get it to a doctor at once.
And with that remark, folks, the case of the Crown versus Neddy Seagoon was proven. Your turn. Where were we? Oh, the thermometer.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
You took the thermometer out of the hot water bottle.
Of course. I always keep it in there. If I didn't, it would drop below zero and we'd freeze to death.
Chancellor of the Exchequer?
No. Oh, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Oh, well, I can understand because I've often been mistaken.
For the Chancellor?
No, I've just often been mistaken, that's all. Well, I'd better get back to the match factory.
Matches! Yes, I've forgotten to bring any. Perhaps I could make use of this maladjusted human barometer. Ahem, ahem, ahem! You work in a match factory, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm a dipper.
You put the hands on?
No, I put the gloves on. They're boxing matches. Thank you, my friends. It's all free. Oh.
Get in this catapult.
Okay.
Now to burn the channel.
Help, I'm drowning. Oh, I'm drowning in the water.
Men, wake up, men.
Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake
up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up,
men. Wake up, men. Wake
up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men. Wake up, men.
Yeah.
Oh,
you heard what the gentleman said. Our voices are coming from the Pevensey lifeboat, Jen.
Oh, we better get over there as quickly as possible.
What did you say, sir? I can't hear you, sir. I can't hear you.
Just a minute.
Yes?
Help!
Thank you. Get back in the water and we'll be out in a flash. Min, prepare the lifeboat.
Oh, all right, Henry. Quick, let's hurry. Hurry up for me.
Get that long piece of wood and lay it down.
Okay.
Now, that will be the keel.
Right, Henry.
That's right, Min.
Come on.
Nail those pieces of wood on each side with hard
feet. I'm doing it on a...
If listeners with pneumatic drills will kindly lay them aside, they'll be able to hear this announcement. Mr. Seagoon, hell-bent on burning the English Channel, stoops low over a tinderbox and struggles to make a fire.
Curse this wind! I should never have eaten those balloons!
So, caught you in the act, you incendiary fool, you...
The speaker was dressed as a fireman, riding a tricycle and carrying a photograph of a fire bell.
Allow me to introduce myself with this gramophone record. Have you put me on?
Yes. Tell him who I am. This is Maker Dennis Bloodnock, winner of the Golden Richard, and eye-watering champion supreme. So that's who you are?
No, that's who you are.
What? Nonsense. I am, sir, the fire prevention officer for the Pevensey Sewage Farm.
Now listen, Budnor.
Don't talk to me about listen. I've got better...
£10,000 is yours if you help me set fire to the English Channel.
Oh.
Here's a shilling on account.
Thank you. Now, you go ahead, lad. I'll turn a deaf ear.
I didn't know you had a deaf ear.
Yes. I found it on the floor of a barber shop in Penn. Now, Niddy.
Help, folks. Help.
Shut up, you fool.
Shut up, you fool, but help.
Shut up, but help. Neddy, light that channel.
Right. Let's start a fire with these two twigs here.
Yee-hee! You're running 20. Those are my legs. I was practicing knot tying under a pebble when my legs were attacked.
Why? It's a pudding bowl haircut with loose boots.
Do not insult me, Buttle. You do not know that I am the brains behind the Finchley mother's Christmas drawers. Shut up, Echo. If you don't shut up, I'll hit you with this water.
Meantime, in the royal suite of the YMCA at Eastbourne.
Who cares, little gritpipe? We've got Neddy's 18 shillings insurance money, and the world lies before our feet, and there's room for it.
Quick, Moriarty, cover the soap dish.
But it's empty.
We don't want people to know that. Ah.
Entrez, civil plate.
Hands up, you devils!
Oh!
You know, fire insurance to solve you is a fake.
What do you mean, Neddy?
This morning I accidentally dropped 50 lighted matches in the channel and it wouldn't accidentally catch fire.
What? It must be damned, Neddy.
Yes, that's it, Neddy. The English channel must be damned. It's all this rain we've been having.
Yes. Gentlemen, I want my 18 shillings back. Oh! I aim to shoot the fire to kill.
Yes! We aim to shoot a fire to kill. Bang, Bibberco. Bang.
Get down.
Hey, problem in the bathroom.
Neddy, you devil instrument incarnate. Why did you throw that child into the sea?
To give Brown Milligan a chance to say his new catchphrase.
That's why.
Now look here, Neddy. Whoa! Shut up, you brown fool.
Oh, Neddy, you must give the channel a chance to dry out.
Yes, I tell you, you flannel fool. One hot summer and the English channel will be a fire trap.
Well, all right. I wait till then.
Let's put him off.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's what it was.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Oh.
That's the end of our bit of the story.
Alas, alas.
Let's listen to the rest of it on the wireless, eh?
Insurance, The White Man's Burden, Part 3. With Neddy Fobdoff, coxswains Crown and Bannister pull Eccles ashore.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Min and Hen, for pulling me out of the English Channel. Another month out there and out of drowned of starvation.
Min, will you join me in the next line?
Yes, I'll help you. Yes.
Yes. We never have got the boat out to you. If we hadn't pumped 1,000 gallons of oil on the sea to calm it. Yes,
Henry.
Yes, Henry. And set fire to it to get rid of it.
I'll
set the match. Oh, it's
good
fire, Henry.
Turn that radio off. Didn't you hear? The channel's on fire.
What a bit of luck. My policy's matured. £48,000!
No!
Yes, Moriarty. Pack the jam tins and open the door.
I'm off.
Yes, Neddy, £48,000. But before we pay you the £48,000, you must, for your own protection, insure it.
Against what?
Against this, Neddy. Hands up and run.
Fooled by insurance, the white man's burden. And the goon show's end.
Your brandy bottle's at the stage door, sir.
Thank you. Right.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, and the orchestra conducted by Wallace Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenslade. A program produced by Pat Dixon.